And I guess it's over. You're listening to 91.7 KEXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley in Bemidji, and 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Also, you're going to be listening to Cream Cheese, and hopefully you'll be calling in. Of course, the number, as you may or may not know, is 218-326-1234. Green Cheese is made possible by the Timber Lake Lodge and Hotel in Grand Rapids. On-site amenities include a restaurant with a full bar, a large parking lot suitable for trailers and boats, that's important up here, and offering fresh baked breakfast items each day. Additional information is available at TimberlakeLodgeHotel.com. And just for your FYI, it's 66 degrees in Bemidji and pretty much mostly sunny. And I believe it's like that around our territory here, which would be Bagley and Max and Red Lake and Grand Rapids and up on the range and Clearwater and Manoman. And tonight, it's going to remain about the same. I don't see a forecast here, so if I can pull that up, I will give it to you in a while. Let's go with the theme music for now, shall we?
You told me that the moon was just a big balloon full of honey from the heavenly bees. But ever since you left me, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. You promised me the sun, you promised me the moon, you promised me a hug and a squeeze. But what did I get, baby? But old green cheese. Every night when the sky is speckled and freckled by the stars above, every lover in the light of Luna wants to croon a little tune of love. They call it heaven's light, master of the night. Well, you can call it anything that you please, but I've just found out, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
Yeah, moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. So I'm glad you're with me tonight as I get adjusted here, and to let you know that we are KEXE, you already know that, and the phone number to call when I read the questions is 218-326-1234. And let me start out with some questions for you. I have a good mix tonight of miscellaneous. So here we go, let's start. What's a pescatarian? What is a pescatarian? And if your smartphone uses a four-digit passcode from 0 through 9, how many possible combinations are there? That's going to be a fun one to figure out. What 1942 movie tops the Writers Guild of America's 101 Greatest Screenplay list? 218-326-1234. Is the number to call. What two-word term reflecting a person's mental health deterioration due to trivial use of social media has Oxford University Press named Phrase of the Year? This is a good one. All right, I see you're calling here. Let me give you one more. In 2010, what late-night TV host introduced Sid the Cussing Bunny, a foul-mouthed hand puppet who became a recurring character on his show? Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, is this Christy?
It certainly is.
Yeah, Christy, I don't think you identify.
Say that again. Simon, my good man?
I don't think you identified yourself. It's Simon of the Lakes, but I don't think you said, I'm Christy Miller.
Yeah. Now you were breaking up there for a little bit. You know, we had a power outage about half an hour ago.
This is Simon of the Lakes. I was just saying, I don't think you officially told us who you are. So if people don't know you, anyway.
Oh, I thought I did.
I'm telling people who you are.
Nice. Thank you for doing that.
Anyway, a pescatarian is basically someone who follows a mostly plant-based diet, I think.
Right, but there's a part that they do add to their vegetarian diet.
Yes, sometimes people eat fish as well.
Fish and seafood. Yeah, very good. Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. I haven't heard you hosting for a while, so great to hear your voice, Christy.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back here. And do you want to give a shout-out to anybody?
I know. And just to everybody out there, looking forward to the show and looking forward to hearing from everybody.
Cool. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Good night.
Good night. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I think I'm just going to guess on the play.
Yep.
Is it To Kill a Mockingbird?
You mean the 1942 movie?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the 42 movie that tops the Writers Guild of America's 101 Greatest Screenplays. No, it's not. That's not correct.
It's not. No. Okay.
Is this Almaland?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's right. Who do you want to give a shout out to?
Oh, Ed from Cedar Island Lake, Donnie.
Yeah.
Calamity Jane and The Dip in the Road.
Very nice. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'm trying to step away from my source.
Yeah, thank you.
I think I might have an answer to the 1942 question.
Uh-huh.
Citizen Kane?
No, that's not it.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, I know.
Bummer.
Right?
All
know.
Right.
And when you hear it, you'll go, oh, yeah, right.
Oh, I'm sure.
Who's calling and who do you want to give a shout out to?
This is Brandy Joe from Northeast. I'd like to give a shout out to Granty Pooh and Keach from Parts Unknown.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Brandy Joe.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. From Northeast. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Linda from Doan Lake.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I think this question's still open. The Sid, the bunny.
Yeah.
Was that a David Letterman skit?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, jeez. I thought I had that one.
No, it doesn't bug you. I know what you mean. Probably it'll come to you or you'll hear it and then you'll go, oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I debated between this and the two word, but I'll leave the other one open for another caller. So
okay. Sounds good, Linda. Thanks.
I'm going to give a shout out to my brand new grandson, Wade. And since I'm a former queen, I'm going to issue a decree that his green cheese moniker will be Walleye Wade.
Nicely said. I love that.
All righty. Look forward to hearing the show, Christy.
Okay,
thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Walleye Wade. I like that. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, for that hand puppet.
Yeah.
It started at a certain show, you said?
Right.
And my guess would be Conan O'Brien?
No, that's not it either. So it was in 2010.
It was an insult dog.
I'm thinking of
that insult dog with the cigar.
Yeah, that one. I can't remember the name, but yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
All right, this is Aiken Chicken Coop.
All right.
I'll try back.
Okay, please do. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Aiken Chicken Coop. Yeah, you guys, so I need to write all these down because at the end, I shout back out to you. Okay. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, good evening, Christy Miller. It's
good
Julie Crabb here.
Hey, girl.
Downtown Meadowlands. Did you get the movie screenplay thing?
No, what is it?
Is that It's a Wonderful Life?
No.
Okay. and, you know, Aiken Chicken Coop, I was going to do Conan. But I'll just leave it to somebody else and shout out to everybody, Brandy, Joe, and all the Northeasters and everybody else. So good to hear you tonight, Chris. Welcome home.
Thank you. I got a question for you. I have a few sheets of movie questions, and I know you do those quite a bit. Do you want me to send those to you so you have them? They're, you know, they were developed by a trivia outfit out in California, and we use them at Bridget's Pub.
I'd frankly love them, all the ones that weren't answered tonight.
Yeah.
Send them to me.
We'll
do. And we're on.
Okay. Will do.
Thanks, Christy.
Thank you, Julie. Bye. The famous Julie Crabb. And she truly is famous. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Christy.
Hi.
Home for Wayward Youth checking in tonight. You had a question about a passcode for cell phones?
Yes. Well, this is how it goes. If your smartphone uses a four-digit passcode from 0 through 9, how many possible combinations are there?
Can I repeat digits?
I don't know. You could, sure, if you want to. Yeah.
If I can repeat digits, it's 10,000.
Yes, that's exactly that.
Yeah, if you can't, it's 5,040.
Oh, nice. Nice going, bud. Jeez, that's great. That's good math. Yeah, that's the answer I have. 10,000. 10 times 10 times 10 times 10 is 10,000.
Yeah, don't use 0000 for your passcode. It's probably not. Or 1234. You know, you can eliminate a lot of them.
Right, or 2026.
All irregular callers. I don't always call in, but I'm always lurking in the background.
Good. Good to hear.
Thank you.
Thanks, Homeward. Wayward, I mean home.
Good night.
Home for Wayward. Okay, good night. Talk to you later. Bye.
Or perhaps misplaced you.
Yeah, or misplaced those too, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Simon the Lakes again. Mm-hmm. The tin cans and string are serving me well tonight. But anyway, I can't believe I'm going to guess at a movie question here.
Okay.
But I'm going to guess that 1942 movie that won the Screen Actors recognition or whatever. How about Casablanca?
You're right on, buddy. That's it.
All right.
Yeah, well done.
Well, there you go. All right. Thank you, Bam.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, good night.
All right. Well done, Simon. Yes, it was Casablanca, 1942, Writers Guild of America's 101 Greatest Screenplay List. So you guys are doing pretty good here. Couple more questions. In a direct challenge to OpenAI and Anthropic, what company recently unveiled a new flagship model claiming it the most powerful open source AI platform? What's the name of that? And, oh, here's a good one. In 1916, a quack doctor, Clark Stanley, was fined $20 for violating the Pure Food and Drug Act for fraudulently marketing what concoction as medicine? Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi. You're on Green Cheese.
Right on. I think we got an answer. Was that the host who had that puppet, the late night host? Yep. Would that have been Craig Ferguson?
Yes, it's Craig Ferguson. Yeah.
Okay.
Who are you?
Breezeway in Virginia.
All right. You want to give a shout out?
Yeah, I'm giving a shout out to the Rock Fireman in Barris.
Well done. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, dear. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Good night. All righty. Yes, it was Craig Ferguson. Oh, here's another one. In 1946, what fashion item was modeled by a nude dancer because the creator, Louis Reard, couldn't find a model willing to wear the skimpy item in public? And the other ones that you have not answered, in a direct challenge to OpenAI and Anthropic, what company recently unveiled a new flagship model claiming it the most powerful open source AI platform? What two-word term reflecting a person's mental health deterioration due to trivial use of social media has Oxford University Press named Phrase of the Year? And just for kicks and giggles, if I tell you what an animal or insect grouping is, you're going to tell me who they represent. So if we have a feral, what kind of animals are those? A crash. What kind of animals are those? A bed. A parliament. A troubling. And an ambush. Tell me that. Here we go. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Marla Bates.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Christy. This is Zoot with Galahad here.
Okay.
Actually on the lake. And nice. Somebody answered the question, and I didn't hang out but the Craig Ferguson question.
Yeah.
You know, with the insult rabbit. But I'm like trying to envision him in my mind. I thought it was Craig Kilborn that did the rabbit. Ferguson, just give me the color of his hair. Was he?
Yeah, I don't even know. I just have this down on paper that was Craig Ferguson.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't even know.
Okay. Did you give out the word parliament for one of the animals?
I did. What is it?
Well, you know what? Because I don't want to break the rules. I'm going to hand the phone to Galahad, okay?
That's okay, yeah. I'll talk to Galahad.
I'm here. I'm enjoying Lake. Boy, it's a nice lake time.
It's beautiful tonight,
beautiful,
isn't it?
Day. Yeah. Yeah. We've turned the engine off, and we're just drifting with the northeast wind.
Sweet.
I wish everybody could enjoy this.
Yeah, really.
But Parliament of Crows, I guess.
No, owls.
Owls. Oh,
yes.
Dang. You know, that's right. There was I used to read a lot of comic books, and Batman had a comic book in the, 5-10 years ago, the Parliament of Owls were his villain he was fighting.
Ah, interesting.
So, so kind of good trivia. We need more of that.
Yeah, true.
So, have a good evening.
Yeah, do you guys want to give a shout-out to anybody?
We got a shout-out to Linda Donelake and Walleye Wade.
All right.
And the anonymous former king.
Yeah.
Who's grandpa of Walleye Wade.
Right. Very cool.
All right.
Okay,
good
thanks,
evening,
guys.
Everybody.
Okay. Bye-bye. Nice. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Christine.
Hi.
I'm calling for the mental health from, social media, the deterioration question.
Yeah.
Is that brain rot?
It certainly is.
Ah, yes. I think this is the first question I've ever gotten right.
Nice. That's great. And I have
awesome.
It.
Thank you. Okay, awesome. Thank you. This is Markison from the Becker Sauna Crew, and I'd like to give a shout-out to my boyfriend Jack in Minneapolis and Persia, Elbin, and Espen in Illinois.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Good night. All right. Yeah, brain rot. Boy, and it's true, isn't it? You, the trivial use of social media. Yeah, brain rot. Perfect title for that. Okay, you guys are doing great, as usual. I got kids' questions, too, so if there are any kids out there that are listening and you call me up, let me know. I will call out some of those. Couple sports questions here. Which golfer has spent the most total weeks ranked world number one in history? Who did that? Who is that? And if I had to say a name of a sports figure, can you tell me who they are? So if I say Sidney Crosby, can you tell me who that is? How about Matthew Stafford? Who is that? Coco Gauff, G-A-U-F-F. Who's that? And Erland Haaland, who is that? If you can tell me that, that would be great. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
I can't believe I got in again, Christy. It's Julie.
Yeah.
So what's this, the Sam Altman question again?
What?
Yeah, it was, the Claude, I'm not finding my words, but you asked a thing about, Sam Altman's vehicle. It was early on, and Anthropic, all of that.
Oh, in a direct challenge to OpenAI and Anthropic, what company recently unveiled a new flagship model, claiming it the most powerful open source AI platform? I think you might have it. What is it?
I was going to say ChatGPT, but that's wrong.
That is wrong.
Okay, yeah, I kind of follow this, but I sure didn't sound like I do right now. anyway, and also Craig Kilborn, Minneapolis guy, he didn't have any his based off was the five questions, the five weird questions. Craig Ferguson, he was a Brit, I believe.
I think that might be it, too. Do you remember Sid the Cussing Bunny?
I vaguely do. I watched Craig Ferguson a little bit.
Yeah.
I watched Craig Kilborn religiously, and I knew he didn't have it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's okay. I don't need to win this fight. Thanks for everybody's. don't forget to become a member if you can.
Yeah. Good thing to say. Thanks, Julia.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. Bye. Okay, I got to tell you, people, support for KAXE comes from Edwards LaPlante Construction in Grand Rapids, providing new residential construction, remodeling, siding, and window projects since 1957. More information at edwardslaplante.com. And also, we receive support from Wings Airport Cafe with bread and baked products created in their kitchen. Open daily from 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. More at wingsairportcafe.com or on Facebook. Making friends one plate at a time. I like that. All right, so you're all doing really well. In 1946, what fashion item was modeled by a nude dancer because the creator, Louis Reard, couldn't find a model willing to wear the skimpy item in public? What item is that? And on February 28th, 2026, six planets were visible in the evening sky at once in a rare planetary parade. Which one was missing? And we're still working on those animal or an insect groupings. We got a parliament of owls, but what's an ambush? What's a pharaoh? F-A-R-R-O-W. What's a crash? What's a bed? What's a watch? And what is a troubling? Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening, Christy. This is Granty Boo calling, and I think I have an answer for the group of, or a crash is a group of rhinoceri.
Yes, it
rhinoceros.
Is. A crash of rhinoceroses.
I would love to give a shout out to Brandy Joe, Keach, and Simon of the Lakes.
Well done. Well said.
Okay.
Thanks.
Have a good night.
Okay, you too. Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, my goodness. I thought you'd forgotten about me.
You know, I don't know how this all works. We only have two lines coming in, and, you know, I just can't explain.
Oh, my goodness.
You.
10 minutes as number, as second in line here. I thought you'd had another blackout.
Yeah, you know, we did. Did you hear that? That there, the power was off when we got here, when I got here at about
6:30. Yeah, you said that at the start of the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, has the 1942 screenplay question been answered?
It has. What was your answer, though? What are you thinking?
Well, it's either Mrs. Miniver or Casablanca.
Yeah, it's Casablanca. Yep.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Who's calling?
Calling from Anoka.
Okay, and who do you want to give a shout-out to?
Sorry?
Who do you want to give a shout-out to?
Oh, nobody tonight.
Nobody?
I'll get out of the way for somebody else.
Sounds good. I hope to hear from you again, Anoka.
All right. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Christy and Nancy again.
Yeah.
Was a question about feral animals?
Which animal is it?
Well, a feral animal is one that's been domesticated but has gone back to the wild.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about feral, F-E-R-A-L. I'm talking about a grouping of feral, of piglet. Oops, I just gave it away.
Oh, I think it was piglets.
It is piglets. It's a feral.
Okay. F-A-R-R-O-W?
Yes, yeah. I should have probably spelled it out. Yeah.
I had F-E-R-A-L.
Yeah.
Okay, I do have some information about Craig Ferguson.
Okay, good.
He's Scottish.
Yeah.
He was in a wonderful sitcom, a Scottish sitcom, about pensioners, and it was bawdy and funny. And you really, if you want to watch it, you should turn on the captions because their accent is really thick.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you have to have captions or
but it's really worth watching.
Yeah.
It's very, very funny.
So, is he still around?
Three? I believe he is.
Yeah. I haven't seen him in ages, but yeah, he's very funny.
And he wasn't a regular character. He appeared at the end in a special special episode.
Yeah, a cameo? Was it a cameo?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool, yeah.
Okay, that's it for me.
All right, Nancy, thank you. Talk to you soon.
Yep, thanks.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah.
Are you out in your boat? You're on Green Cheese. Anyone there?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Do you have an answer?
I do.
Good. What is it?
I have an answer to the 1946 fashion item.
Yeah, what is it?
I believe it's a bikini.
Yes, it is. It's a bikini.
Yay!
Yeah.
I also think maybe the AI one is Gemini.
No, it's not that.
Oh.
Yeah. Who's calling?
This is Willa, and I'm calling from Grand Rapids.
Okay. Willa?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Grand Rapids. Okay. Yeah. Good. Do you want to give a shout-out?
I want to give a shout-out to my baby in the back of the car who went quiet long enough for me to make this call.
Nice. How old is your baby?
He's 9 months old.
Oh.
Yeah, we just tried to trick him by opening and closing the windows right as we came on. That's why we were so confused.
That's why. That's what I was hearing then. Did it work? It apparently worked because
it did
talking.
Work. He went quiet.
Yeah. How cute.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Thanks, Willa. Bye.
Bye.
Trick the kid in the back seat. Nice going. We all have to do what we have to do. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
We all got to do what we got to do. We got Rusty Trombone calling Benton County. Ronnaby, how we doing tonight?
Oh, just great, Rusty. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I think I got an answer for you about the parliament. Would that be more than one George Clinton?
Oh, that's a good one.
That ain't it?
No, but it would work, you know, if you, it's a parliament.
It's all right, we'll just stick with the owls then, huh?
Yeah, stick with the owls. Who do you want to give a shout out to?
Shout out to the Beaver Islanders, old Clear Lake Corn Nuts, and the Beltane Blue Moon, and Neutral Nancy, huh?
All right, way to go. Very good.
Thanks. Keep it up. Good show. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I had to turn him down. Not out of, you know, spite, just says he talks loud. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
The answer for the ambush, do you have that yet?
I do not. What is it?
Is it tigers?
Yeah, it is, an ambush of tigers.
That's awesome. Yeah. Keewatin Country Club calling in this week. Shout out to Winnisippi and the Manitou Islanders. Thank you.
Hey, wait a minute.
Good show.
Wait before you go. One of my things that I was going to bring up tonight is how a lot of these range towns got their names, and Keewatin is one of them. Do you have any idea?
Yeah, that has to do with Native Americans.
Okay,
it's like a wind or something.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Nice. Good to know.
I'm pretty close, right?
I think you are. You know, I don't know the answers, and I was just thinking, what Swatara? Who named that?
It is. I think we read that once, but yeah, that's where I work.
Yeah.
At Keetac, so. Yep.
Yeah, okay. And then Talmoon.
All right.
How did that get that name?
Keewatin Country Club? you don't even want to know.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
We're good.
Okay.
So have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Huh. Now I'm really intrigued. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
I think I have an answer to one of the animal questions.
Go ahead.
It's a troubling of goldfish.
It is a troubling of goldfish. Yes, indeed.
Great.
Nice.
Well,
this is
the Turtle Lake Turnpikers calling, and shout out to John and Steph in Sudbury and John and Amy from down the road. Hopefully they just started listening last week and have really enjoyed it. So hopefully they're listening again.
All right. Good. Sounds great. Thank you. All right.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye. You are on green cheese.
Oh, hey, Christy, Sam the Lakes again. Did anyone get the answer to the question about, you said in February, six planets were visible and one was not, and right. You wanted to know, I think, did anyone answer that yet?
No, they did not. Which was it?
I think Mars was not visible. It just wasn't aligned. Yeah. And
it was Mars.
So it surprises you because, Mars is always visible, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, but it just wasn't lined up at the right time. So.
No. That's the answer.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Simon. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. Good night.
All right. Bye. So, people get ready. I'm going to give you three definitions, and you're going to tell me the word. So here's the first one. So I say it's a part of your face, a gangway off a ship, or the crest of a hill, you're going to say, oh, it's a brow. So that's kind of how you play this one. So here we go. It's a member of the Roman Catholic Church, a class of numbers, or a brightly colored bird known for its striking red plumage. What is it? It could be a verb or a noun, by the way. Any of these one-word answers. It's a weightlifting move, a stupid person, or a spicy dish. What is it? It's information of immediate interest to a news reporter, a hollow place, or to pick up quickly. What is that? And here's one more. It's a protective garment, the short grass around a golf green, or the paved area next to an airport terminal. What one word answer is that? And we're still working on those insect and animal groupings. We do not yet have, we got an ambush of tigers. We got that. A bed. What is a bed? What is a warren? What does that describe? And a watch, W-A-T-C-H. And a leash. And one more. A pod. I think you probably know that one. That's probably pretty common. A pod of what? Okay. Hi, you're on green cheese. Anyone?
Well, hi. Can you hear me?
I certainly can.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Hi, Christine. Hey. This is Mary and Jeff. We're grilling in our shorts.
All right.
We're not quite, but we're in Smyrna, Georgia. Real in a short story, but I have answers.
Okay.
So I think the AI that was going to take over, above Anthropic and everything,
mm-hmm.
is probably the evil Elon Musk's Grok.
No, it isn't. It's something else.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, something else. Okay. Well, to Jeff also has an answer to one of your questions about it was something to do. The word association to deal with the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
That is a cardinal.
Yes,
and
cardinal. Very good.
Yes. Okay, I got that.
Okay,
I got to. I'm going to shout out to Nancy in beautiful downtown Omeland, all the old school folks.
Yep.
I'm also going to shout out to, Betsy Crab and Julie Crab because they're awesome.
Aren't they though?
We love them.
Yep.
And Simon of the Lakes. We love all those guys. So thanks for doing the show. You're wonderful.
You're welcome. I'm happy to do it.
Have a great night.
You too. Thanks. Thanks for calling. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hello.
Hi. You're on green cheese.
Hi, I was calling and I think I heard the answer. It was cardinal.
Yeah, with, cardinal. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you have another question in regards to something to do with the realm of King Charles in Britain? I believe the answer might have been the Scots.
No, I didn't have that question, but I do have this question that is close. What technology system takes its name from the epithet of King Harald I of Denmark?
Bluetooth.
Yeah, right. Well done. There you go.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, who's calling?
This is Sam from Now Then.
All right.
And I just want to give a shout out to my neighbors. We're just hanging out in Now Then proper, and we wish we could be up in Libby, Minnesota.
Yeah. It's pretty nice up here right now. It's a lovely evening, yes.
It sure is. Yeah. Well, you gals have a good night.
Will do. You too.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Christy Miller.
See.
I've been on hold so long.
Yes.
Bemidji just got rid of Babe the Blue Ox and Paul Bunyan in favor of a statue of you and your mandolin.
A giant statue of me with a mandolin. What could be better?
Do something. Hell yes. This is Rhinestone calling from the Biff.
All
there
right.
was a question earlier about a pod.
Yeah.
It would be a pod of whales.
A pod of whales, yes, indeed.
Just like the Hartford Whalers, they brought home the cup this year. Way to go, boys.
Yeah, right on.
Heck yeah.
Cool.
And there was a question earlier. I thought it was looking for the definition of perfect pitch. Or did I get that wrong?
I think you got it wrong because I can't think of anything.
Well,
the
definition is throwing a mandolin into a dumpster without hitting the sides. Hey-oh!
No, it's a banjo, buddy. Or ukulele, okay. That's even better.
Ukulele, I get it. But yeah. Shout out to the Perch Lake Firecrackers.
All right.
The New Market Maulers, Zoot and Galahad, John and Steph from Sudbury, and always change your furnace filters monthly.
Always. Ow! Thanks, Rhinestone. All right. Let's see here. Where were we? Let's go right there. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi. I was calling to answer the question about the word association with the protective clothing and the area at the airport.
Okay, yes. What do you think?
I think that's an apron.
That is indeed an apron. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, who is this?
This is Danger Camp Oahu.
Okay.
And I'd like to give a shout out to Roy in the Aiken Chicken Coop. I haven't heard from him for a long time.
Yeah, okay. Maybe we'll hear from him. Maybe he'll call in.
Thanks so much.
Yep, thank you, Danger Camp.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, so you guys are doing good on the same word, different meanings. Like, here's another one. It's a weightlifting move, a stupid person, or a spicy dish. What one word describes that? It's a missed shot in basketball, or a gaffe or a blunder, or a means to render an electronic device non-functional. That one I wasn't quite sure of. I've never heard that word used to describe rendering an electronic device non-functional, but maybe you have. Here's one more. It's a container for holding and pouring liquids. A carnivorous plant with a pitfall trap, or a specific member of a sports team. All right. All right. So you're doing good on the animals and insect groupings. We don't have a leash yet. A leash of what? A bed and a watch. Otherwise, you guys have gotten them all. And maybe a couple sports questions. I have not heard yet from anybody who can tell me which golfer has spent the most total weeks ranked world number one in history. And if I say these sports figures, who are they? Who's Sidney Crosby? Who's Matthew Stafford? Who's Coco Gauff? G-A-U-F-F. I think that's how it's spelled or pronounced. And Erland Haaland. Who is that? And one more. What New York Yankee holds the record for the most World Series home runs? I know you guys are going to know that. And there you go. Let's see what you got. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi there.
I am calling. Well, first of all, I think I've been on hold longer than Rhinestone.
Did you get your, you're on hold so long that you changed the filters in your air conditioner?
Oh, I've changed them at least five times over.
Clean air. We need clean air.
But I'm calling about the group of animals in a bed.
Yeah.
Would that be oysters?
No, but you're close. Maybe, it's clams. And so I'm thinking, are oysters and clams the same thing?
I think they're close.
I think they are.
We'll
too.
Call it a win.
Yeah, let's call it a win. I'm good with that. They're repugnant, both of them, I think, but I would never eat them, but I think they're probably pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to do a shout out to all the green cheesers out there and support your local public radio.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And thank you. You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you. Who's calling?
It's Chris from Becker Sauna Crew.
Oh, Chris from Becker. I'm going to spell it K-R-I-S, okay? From Becker.
Yep, that's how I spell it.
Me too. It's K-R-I-S-T-I. People spell it wrong a lot, but that's it. So Becker, what group?
Becker Sauna Crew.
Sauna Crew. All right. Good deal. Chris, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay. I got to tell you people that donating stocks and mutual funds is a quick, easy way to support KAXE's future. You may receive tax benefits as well. Call Sarah for details at 218-326-1234. I'll tell you, if you call that number right now, you're going to be on hold. And then I'm going to say, hi, you're on Green Cheese. So do it during the daytime. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Sidney Crosby. He's the captain of the Pittsburgh Penguins, correct?
Oh, let me look here. Where's my... Yes, Canadian hockey star. Plays center and is captain of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Very good.
Cool.
Who is this?
Keewatin Country Club again.
Hey, Keewatin. Thank you.
All right.
Well done.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Goodbye. Bye.
Yeah, that's good. How are you on Green Cheese?
Sidney Crosby. He's the captain of the
How are you on Green Cheese?
Oh, I don't think anybody answered the football question.
Yeah. Which one now?
Yeah, the quarterback.
Mean that quarterback for the L.A. Rams?
Keewatin Country Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, who is it?
All right.
caught me off guard now.
I'm giving you the answer. You got to tell me the question.
He was the Detroit Lions first. I know.
Okay.
Sad.
Starts with an M.
Doing commercials on. Matthew. Stafford.
Stafford. There it is. I heard it coming out of your tongue. Yeah. Who's calling?
This is Big Tiny Little from downtown Deer River.
Big Tiny Little. I like that. And beautiful downtown or downtown where?
Downtown Deer River.
Oh, Deer River. Okay, yeah. Good old Deer River. Okay. You want to give a shout out to anybody, Big Tiny Little?
Yeah, I want to say happy Father's Day to my kids.
Nice. Yep. Well done.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Hi, Green Cheese.
Oh. Hi. Hi. See, I think I have an answer to one of your three definition questions.
Yeah.
The weightlifting move and the spicy dish.
Yeah.
Is that a jerk?
Yeah, it is a jerk.
Yay! Hey. My other half, Don, came up with that answer, but I thought I'd take his answer. So.
Way to go, King Don.
This is Janet and Don.
Yep.
Here we are in Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
And I'd like to give a shout-out to Jeff in Woodridge, David in Golden River, California, and the Kilgore Scouts.
Nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Good show.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hello. Let's try again.
Okay.
The cleric and number and bird question, has that been answered?
No.
It hasn't?
Oh, yeah, it has. But what do you have? Sorry.
Well, cardinal.
Yeah, cardinal. Very nice. Yeah.
You're teasing me there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was kind of spaced out there for a second. I had a moment. Yeah, it is cardinal, yeah. The bird reportedly gets its name from having a color similar to the religious officials' robes. Who knew that? I didn't know that.
Boy, I can hardly hear you.
Really? I wonder if I should talk. Here, does that help if I turn it up a bit like that?
Oh, much better.
Okay, I better get right in on the mic. Yeah, I should have known that. Okay. Anyway, you got it. Thanks for calling. And do you want to give a shout out?
No, that's okay.
That's right. I bet you are from Adinoka then.
Well, lots of places, but yeah. For the time being, yeah.
For now, yeah. Because you don't always, you never give a shout out. So, and that's cool. I'm good with that.
Well, sometimes I do.
Oh, do you? Okay. All right. Anyway.
All right.
Good answer. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
What? Hi.
Hi. We got a kid. I got kids' questions.
Hi.
Hi.
Has anybody answered the question in what? Carries the water, a plant, and a member of a baseball team.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
A pitcher.
Yes. Very good. Very, very good. What's your name?
Eddie.
Hey, Eddie. Well done, bud.
From Little Rice Lake.
From Rice Lake. Do you want me to ask more quick kids questions? Would you call in if I did?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Next up, I'll put up some kids' questions out there and hope to hear from you and other kids as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Can I give a shout-out?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Oh, I give a shout-out to my mom for helping me say the question.
Well done. Well said.
I kept forgetting the question, so.
it's always good to have a mom there to help you out with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right on. Okay.
Thank you.
I hope to hear from you again, Eddie. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. So now that we have kids out there listening, I got a couple kids' questions, and here's one of them. How many sides does a triangle have? And what is the name of Kristoff's reindeer in Frozen? And what number comes after 999? Okay, those are kids' questions. I mean, you adults can answer them if you want, but, you know, they're really for the kids. Hi, you're on Green Cheese. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
How are you doing, Kristen?
Christy.
Yeah,
Christine.
I'm good.
Christine.
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well.
Okay.
An answer. A couple of ours got snagged up, and I think we got an answer for the New York Yankees, most home runs.
Let's see. Where did I have that? Yeah. Okay.
Mickey Mantle.
Yes, indeedy. That's, of course, Mickey Mantle.
Nice.
Good. Yeah, very good. Who is this?
It's Breezeway in Virginia.
All right, Breezeway. You shouting out?
Shouting out to the Curries and Worry.
Yeah, the Worry Curries.
Exactly. That's usually what I say, the Worries and Curry.
Right. That's great. Okay, anybody else?
You're doing a great job. Good show. Having a lot of fun.
Thank you. Good to hear.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you are on Green Cheese.
Hello. I was calling about the PGA question.
Okay.
Was that Shooter McGavin?
Did I have a PGA? Oh, yeah. No, the golfer who spent the most total weeks ranked world number one.
Yeah, that was Shooter, right?
No, it's Tiger Woods.
Oh.
Oh.
Of course. Shoot.
Yes, right.
It was Tiger.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Red shirt and fucking black pants. I'm sorry.
I might have to. Who's calling?
I apologize.
It's too late. It's already been on the air. The FCC is going to come after us.
I apologize.
Yeah, good.
Have a good night, ladies.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. We got to watch our language, people. Let's see here. Here's more sports questions. I haven't had anybody identify who Coco Gauff is, or Erland Haaland. Who is Erland Haaland? And on December 17th, 2024, which team won the second annual NBA Cup, defeating the Oklahoma City Thunder 97-81? Who did that? And on in October 2019, Bill Belichick became the third NFL coach to win over 300 games. Who are the other two? And one more in this sports area. What Kansas City Royal had to leave game number two of the 1980 World Series in the sixth inning due to severe hemorrhoid pain. Who is that? Poor dude. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
What?
Oh, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, did anyone answer the question with the three things, a bird, the Roman Catholic symbol, and a type of number?
They did, but what is your answer?
Cardinal?
Yeah, it is cardinal. It's kind of cool, isn't it?
So my grandma was right. She said she was too chicken to be on the radio.
Oh, cute. Well, you got it. You both got it.
Thank you.
Who's calling?
Quinn.
Quinn, do you want to give a shout out to anybody or anything?
I can give a shout out to my grandma for at least coming up with an answer.
Right. Well done. Thanks, Grandma. Thanks, Quinn.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
What's the plant, the sports guy, and something else answered?
The plant, the sports guy, and let's see. What am I looking at here? I think it was, but I'm not finding it on here, so I'm sorry.
Is it pitcher?
Yeah, that was pitcher, exactly. Yeah, it's container for holding and pouring liquids, a carnivorous plant. There you go. With a pit plant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice.
Ed from Cedar and Lake, shout out to Nancy.
Uh-huh. Good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
I think he said Sierra Lake. I haven't heard of that, unless I misheard. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Of course, it's nice to be on Green Cheese.
Yeah.
I'm going to finally try to answer who Coco Gauff is.
Good.
She, I believe, is a tennis player for the United States.
Believe that you are correct. A U.S. tennis star, currently the number three.
Yep. Right. What's interesting is you had the Matthew Stafford question about LA Rams quarterback.
Right.
He was traded from the Rams for a quarterback named Gauff.
Interesting.
So he had two Gauffs in one question.
Are they related, you think?
No, I do not think that.
Okay. I have no idea. So, but yeah, that is interesting.
I don't want to answer another question because I know that's not allowed. But I'm guessing one of your extended coaches is a Dolphin quarterback coach. And I'll let somebody figure that out I'm right or not, and who that Dolphin coach would be.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, thanks.
Otherwise, I'll hold that.
Yes, do that.
We're enjoying the night. It's so nice to call out here.
Oh, good.
Beautiful.
Glad to hear it. Thank you so much.
All right. But I'm sure being in the studio is a good place to be, too.
Yeah. All right. Not bad.
Good night.
All right. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Sam the Lakes, one more. Yeah, I don't know if all the ones I really called in about have been answered. But did you get what a watch is of a group?
Oh, a watch. I did not. What is it?
A watch, Nightingales,
yeah,
I believe.
It is Nightingales. Yes, indeed.
All right.
Yeah, good.
Thank you, ma'am. Really great show. Really appreciate your hosting.
Thank you. Happy to be here. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. All right. Good night.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, has anyone answered the question on the name of the reindeer?
No, what is it?
Sven.
Sven, yes, very good. Is this, who's calling?
This is Oliver from the Little Rice Lakers.
All right, Oliver. Well done from the Little Rice Lakers.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Very good. Rice Lakers. Yeah, cool. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Zach with the Harry Creek Boys.
Yeah.
I wanted to answer the question about Holland.
Yeah.
He's a soccer player for Team Norway.
Yeah, let me get my answers here. Yes, he is. Yep, the striker for Premier League club Manchester City and the Norway national team.
Yep.
Yeah, very good. Who's this? Zach, you said it was Zach.
Zach with Pirate Creek, yep.
At Pirate Creek, okay. Do you want to give a shout-out to anybody or anything?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to Beckett and Swamper.
There you go. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Christy by God Miller.
Uh-huh.
The maven of the mandolin.
Do you have any more mandolin jokes?
Peter, not in the knee. Not in the knee, Tina.
Not in the knee. Not in the knee.
Sorry. I got three does that are fighting over corn right now, and they're getting kind of dirty.
And who can blame them?
Tina, no! No, Tina! All right. So, did anybody get the answer to the question about the voice actor that played Darth Vader?
No.
That's James Earl Jones.
Uh-huh. Yeah, who knew, you know? Yeah, nobody got it. You just got it.
Well, yes!
Yeah, well done.
One for one. Teach for Park said no. Let me get a shout-out to Brady Joe Bachman, Grant Bennett.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, got to go. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Keach, hadn't heard from you yet. Now I have. And, yeah, he answered a question that he made up, answered a question that he made up the, he made the question up. So here we go. Hi, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, anyone there?
Hi.
Hi. Is this Eddie again?
Yeah.
Okay, you got
did
a name.
Oliver call?
Yes, Oliver called.
I'm his little brother.
That's what I figured. Did you have an answer to one of the kids' questions?
Yeah.
Good.
Did anybody answer the shape with three sides?
Yeah.
Well, my answer is a triangle.
Absolutely, it is a triangle. And
Want to know the funny thing?
What?
Want to know how I answered the Sven question?
Yeah. How?
Eddie's not my real name. It's Nat.
Okay.
It's Sven.
It's Nat.
It's Sven. The reindeer's name.
So that's your real name is Sven?
Yep.
Nice. I like that. That was my grandpa's name. Sven. It's a good Swedish name. I'm going to change that then. So I'm going to change it from Eddie to Sven. And then who do you want to give a shout out to?
I'll give a shout out to my brother, even though he didn't say, you know, he didn't give a shout out to me.
No, he didn't. He did not. He shouted out to, he just said he was Oliver from Little Rice Lake.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, so people, I want you to know that Green Cheese is sponsored by Krupp's Resort, located in Twin Lakes, Upper Michigan. Open year-round for family gatherings, leisure, outdoor activities, and more. Online booking and a full list of their offerings can be found at KruppsResortMI.com. And Krupp's is K-R-U-P-P-S. And also, you need to know that this is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. And become a member if you're not. And I'm going to take a little break here and play a little bit of Sam Miltich doing, what do I have him doing? Minor Swing. It's a hot number. You're going to love it. I'll be right back.